going to shift gears. We're going to talk with Tara Richter with Richter Publishing. We're going to talk about the differences between self-publishing, indie, and traditional publishing.
Yeah. So I just want to touch on something in the last segment talking about Pokemon. I was thinking while we were talking about that, I'm like, I don't play Pokemon, but wouldn't it be great if they had spots outside of libraries and we could actually bring people to the libraries and maybe they would go inside and read books.
That's a publisher's twist right there.
Right? I'm like, then maybe they would like get educated, like do it for some good, go in and bring people to the libraries. So
let's do it. Hey, let's do it for the next book event.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's a good idea. We could have a Pokemon spot at the next awards gala.
Yeah.
And get people to come out and then come in and buy the books.
Yeah, exactly. They can replenish their Pokemon, I guess.
Or however it works. Yeah. I don't know.
Revitalize their Pokemon, throw out lures, and drive all these people into the book signing.
Yeah, that's a great idea. But anyway, so what I was going to talk about today is, there's three different kinds of main ways to publish a book in this day and age. We have the self-publishing, which has become very popular. We also, always have the traditional publishing. And then something that's kind of in between is indie publishing. Okay. So my company is kind of like indie. We're kind of a bridge between the self-publishing and the traditional. Because, back in the old days with traditional publishing, you would write a manuscript. You would send query letters, you would ship the manuscript or go through an agent, and you could send out 1,000 copies and it would sit on this publisher's desk or the editor's desk or whoever it goes through, I don't know. And most of the time you'd end up getting a rejection letter. So it was hard for people to get published, because the publisher was the one who was deciding, what was a good story or not, and not really, leaving it up to the readers, which is, where self-publishing came in to play, which, it kind of gets a bad rap because anybody can publish something. So unfortunately, a lot of people are like, oh, if you only self-publish your book, it can be junk because no one's really filtering out if it's good or not. Mm-hmm. Which is really kind of bad because self-publishing is a great way if you don't have the money to get your book out there and to promote it and everything. But if you self-publish, you just want to make sure, you hire a professional editor. Mm-hmm. Don't use your mom unless your mom is an English major, okay? Yeah. you got to hire a professional graphic designer to do the cover. You have to hire someone to lay out the inside and the format. Unless you have, the specific training to do it, don't do it yourself because, unfortunately, it's going to look really bad.
Right.
And then it's going to discredit you. And that's the last thing you want, I have examples of people I know that, couldn't afford my services and you could tell obviously did it themselves and they have spelling errors in the title of the book and the listing in Amazon. And the problem is that once you publish on Amazon, you cannot take it down.
Wow.
They will not let you. So you can never unpublish a book once it's published. So then they go back and fix it and they re-upload it. Well, now they have two listings, one that has all the spelling errors and the one underneath it that's correct. Well, then that's confusing to the consumer going in and it's like, well, which one should I go to? Wow. But then they can see your mistake forever for the rest of your life.
Wow, man, that's a big one.
It is. So, it's this little details like that, that obviously, I myself with my company, since we've done 40 some books, we have 9, bestsellers. We know all these little details and we're not going to mess up on that because we're professionals. So that's where, my company comes into play. Like I say, it's indie publishing because I do things differently than traditional. I don't work with agents. I don't take query letters. I actually want to have a conversation with the human being that wrote the book to see if we're a good match for one another, which is kind of like unheard of. I even had a business coach who's like, no, you can't do that. That's so unstreamlined. But I'm like, I want to get to know the people I'm working with.
Right.
Because we're going to have a relationship forever because I'm going to send you royalties until you die. And then when you die, on to your heirs and, as it goes down. So I want to make sure that we have a good working relationship. And so that's why I always give out free 30-minute phone consultations that people can schedule on my website. And I will take 30 minutes to talk to anyone, tell you all about our programs, how it works, the manuscript that you have, if I think it's actually good, You know, if it's a bad idea, I will straight out tell you this is a bad idea. You probably shouldn't do this.
Like, come on, man. Yeah,
exactly. I just had, you know, well, there was a couple of people recently, one that had a lot of legalities tied into it, that somebody was going to out like a bunch of attorneys in New York City. And I'm like, I can't have my name attached to that.
Yeah.
You know, because if I have the possibility of being sued, yep. I mean, I can't. So, yeah. You know, I mean, I will give people the advice of where they should go, what they should do. And some people I'm like, well, maybe you should just self-publish, you yeah. know, and I can help people do that. But I have to charge a consultation fee, obviously, because my time is it's money. Money is time.
Yeah. If you just join us, you're listening to the Real Estate Quarterback Show. We're talking with Tara Richter, owner of Richter Publishing, and also helping us finish up our book. We're probably 2 or 3 weeks away, I guess. And the process has been pleasurable. It's been an awesome experience. And you know, as a business owner out there, if you're a business owner, there's no better way than to publish a book and be able to become that center of influence, that you know, the person that's going to be author of a book. You're going to hand out that book as you go to your meetings, your different listing appointments in my instance, and you have specialized knowledge. A lot of people have this specialized knowledge and they don't know that they're sitting on a gold mine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think everybody has a story to tell. And since, you know, we specialize in nonfiction business books, self-help memoirs, it's really just the information that's in your brain. And, you know, we have the package where I can come, sit down, interview you, and in a matter of 4 hours, I can pull all the information out of your head. Then I give it to my editorial staff. We edit, clean it up, make it look good, and we can give you a rough draft back in 2 weeks, which is amazing because not many people can get a book written that fast.
That's really fast. Yeah. No, that's awesome. And, you know, there's so many benefits to that. And, you know, real excited about, you know, the things to come, you know, with the book release and some of the pre-launch stuff that we're doing. And, yeah, so a lot of fun, a lot of ways that you can grow your sphere of influence, become a MVP, as we like to say, with our show here, the, you know, Platinum MVP Realty, the Real Estate Quarterback Show. And, you know, and the other point, too, you made about trying to do it on your own. You know, Robert, you said as well, Mark, sometimes, you know, we look at for sale by owners in our industry. You know, as consumers out there, you know, we want you to focus on being an expert, you know, at what you do daily, and then focus on your family and being a great parent, and allow us to work on these higher ticket, these things that, you know, are more specialized. That's, you know, you want to pick a specialist that's going to be great at doing it, because you're going to avoid a lot of these common mistakes that you find. For sale by owner instance is an opportunity for, you know, security, you know, people coming up to your home all the time. Robert, same thing with your business with Source One Solutions is, you know, if you do it on your own, it's easily, you know, tampered with. It's easily to be hacked into these days. So don't try to do it on your own. You know, work with an expert. We've got Mark Spence here in studio, Integrity Financial Services. We're also going to hear more from Robert Hessel, Source One Solutions security expert, number 37 on the book of list, the Tampa Bay Business Journal's Fast 50, and also Tara Richter here in studio as well, Richter Publishing. And you got an event coming up. I think it's a little ways out, but
it's a couple months out. We have our annual Author Awards ceremony and book gala, yep. Where we have every author we publish that year has their books displayed. So you'll have yours there.
Cool.
Where people can come and buy it.
Awesome.
And then we give out awards to other local you know, authors in the Tampa Bay area. So it's a lot of fun. It's at Cooper's Hawk Winery on October 20th at 5 o'clock.
Cool.
And people can get tickets on my website, richterpublishing.com.
Very cool. So, hey, stay with us. We're going to go into our lightning round. We're going to get some top consumer tips, things to do, things to avoid. And we're also going to talk about, all right, let's go ahead and enter our lightning round. All right. Top consumer tips, things to do, things to avoid. Mark's Tara Richter, Richter Publishing.
Well, I would say if, you know, someone's out there starting to write their book for the first time, they can go to my website, which is richterpublishing.com, and go to the resources page, and they can download free outlines, writing calendars, because what you want to do is organize your thoughts first. Don't just start writing and just randomly, like, you know, all over the place with just a bunch of information. If you organize your thoughts first, mm-hmm. you know, fill out the outline, know all the sections of a book, organize everything, and then start writing, so that at least you have some kind of flow, and
right.
it's not just a bunch of garbly gook.
Yeah, exactly. And the more time you put in up front, the you know, it's going to come through much smoother during the process. It's much like when I'm doing public speaking events. It's where, you know, you plan 20 hours and you go speak for 1 hour, or you speak
exactly
for, you know, so it's really important to do that. Okay, lightning round two. Tara?
I would like to share with everyone our latest published book, which is called Nothing Happens Until the Meeting Set by John McKee. He is an inventor of the Cosmo Finger Guard, which has been on scene as TV. And it's a really awesome book for anyone in business, you know, how to set up meetings, because that's how you make, you know, money and make things happen. And it's a pretty awesome book. You can get it anywhere books are sold, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. And we have testimonies from Kevin Harrington from the Shark Tank, a director of Dale Carnegie, and the guy who started Priceline.com.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So the meeting, nothing happens until the meeting's set.
Yep, nothing happens until the meeting's set by John McKee.
That's right. Hey, that's right. You got to, you know, you got to take that action, have that idea. You know, a lot of people have the ideas, but to actually take the action, make the call, schedule the appointment, that's what, you know, my mentor Tony Robbins says, you know, it's then it's real. You know, once you schedule it, then you make it real, and you put it on your calendar, and you show up for the meeting, and you make it happen. As Tara Richter, teaching people how to, you know, grow their sphere of influence by publishing a book, and I've got a lot of really good hits out there. Check out her website as well, richterpublishing.com. As our website.